Back on the men's soccer show with the head coach Dan McNally, our thanks to Danny Menhold, Chevy Hummer, Perkins Restaurant, RBC, Dane Rauscher. The Jackets remain on the road. Been a long month for the soccer program, now guaranteed a winning season. And St. Martin's and St. Fraser will recap, and it's on to Bismarck and St. Mary University, University of Mary and Westminster out of Salt Lake. They come over to Bismarck to challenge the Yellow Jackets in soccer this coming weekend. Back with the coach right after this on The Soccer Show.
At First Interstate Bank, we have the world's smallest checkbook, the First Interstate Visa check card. Use your check card like a check anywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. Use it at gas pumps and grocery stores to make everyday errands more convenient. Or use your check card to get cash at over 130 First Interstate day and night teller ATMs across Montana and Wyoming. Best of all, it's free. There are no annual or monthly fees. It's a checkbook. It's an ATM card. It's First Interstate's check card. First Interstate Bank, member FDIC.
Back on the Soccer Show, our thanks to orthopedic surgeon St. Vincent Healthcare Jackets and Company. Coach, you know the drill by now. We'll recap St. Martin's Simon Fraser on the road in the Washington and up in Canada. And it just looked like a tale of two teams, a really different spectrum of competition you faced in the last two times out.
Well, definitely. I mean, the first priority for the tournament was to beat St. Martin, for the trip, was to beat St. Martin's and guarantee our first winning season. That's been our number one goal since I got here. You know, it's a great accomplishment, and we've done it in style, I think. I mean, we're 9-3-1 right now, and we want to add to that number of wins in the last five games. But against St. Martin's, we were very focused. Our priority for the game was not to concede a goal, and I felt as long as we defended well, they would struggle to contain us, and that's what happened in the first half. 1-0, we were winning at half time, we were comfortable, and then in the second half we just came out and played some of the best soccer we've played all year, just played great, and 6-0, to be honest, I think that was a fair reflection of the game. I mean, we totally dominated the game, and it was great to get the first winning season under our belt.
So you must have been proud of the team, because sometimes you have a tendency to let up a little bit when you've got such a strong first half and maybe the game in hand. You never know with the 45 minutes to go, but it looks like you got stronger as the game went along.
Definitely. We talked about it at halftime in that, you know, we can't give St. Martin's the opportunity to get back into the game, and we didn't. You know, I always thought in the game the second goal was key. I felt once we got the second goal, we were never going to lose. We defended great. They only had two or three opportunities at our goal, and other than that, you know, we could have probably scored some more goals as well. I actually made some substitutions in the last 10-15 minutes, but just a great win, first winning season in the program's history, and now that gives us extra confidence.
Our thanks to Chinook Wireless, State Farm Insurance, and Clock Tower Inn. And now what, as you move on and you hope for, you know, you continue on the season, and do you change the goals, or are the players well aware of where you want to shoot for now?
Well, we know now our goals have changed slightly in that to start the season, the priority was just to have a winning season. And I always felt we had the players to do that this year. Now we've put ourselves in a good position that a priority is to get to the national tournament. We have five games left. I think we definitely need to win the two regional games against University of Mary and Seattle Pacific at home. They're the keys, and then we need to be strong in all our other games. And we're going to put ourselves in with a chance of qualifying for the national tournament. I mean, it's hard to say whether we'll get there or not, whatever we do, because it does just come down to a committee that decides on the top four teams in the region. But as I've told the players, all we can do is take one game at a time, win every game, and make sure we're in the conversation.
What about Simon Fraser? You said that looking back on that, you talked about it, and to watch out in a very strong team.
Oh,
in the division and the, you know, being in Canada, very deceiving.
Yeah, they were an excellent team. I'd say possibly the best team we've played all year. I mean, they're a former NAIA national champion, is Simon Fraser, and they were quality. I mean, they had great players in every position. But it was a good game. I mean, we lost 2-0, but at half-time we were losing 1-0 when we were getting right back into the game. And then, unfortunately, in the second half, we had two players red-carded. And once you're down to nine players playing against 11, it's pretty much impossible to win. So I was proud of the guys because we played with nine men for, I believe, about 20 minutes. And and we didn't concede a goal. So the guys worked really hard and we kept it respectable. But, you know, I'm hoping to get Simon Fraser on the schedule at home next season, and that'll be a great game, you know, at our new facility against a quality team. And I think next year it'll be a different game completely.
And you got the trip coming up to North Dakota, like you said. Usually sometimes you can get going on the first game, but then, you know, some teams, you know, you get on the road, you get comfortable, and you seem to play better maybe on the second time out. But the first game here is the key on this trip, I guess.
Oh, definitely. University of Mary, we have to win that game. It's a regional Division II game. You know, we have two players suspended for the game, Chris Cornish and Josh Hernandez, which is tough because they both are having excellent seasons, but that's part of soccer. You know, I ask my team to play hard and compete, and we play with aggression, and sometimes you get yellow and red cards. That's just part of the game. But I want my team to be tough, and I believe we are. But against University of Mary, it's just a case of I believe if we do all our things right in terms of pass the ball the right way, our movement off the ball, and we defend well, we'll be fine.
You talked about, you know, obviously the defense. You've always been a big preacher of defense, and that's been the case since you've been here. The offense has come along, you're scoring goals. But, you know, other than like maybe like on the field or the statistics, what do you think the big key to this season and the success has been?
We're mentally tough. We have got a great team spirit. The guys get along very, very well. And we're just a tough mental team. I mean, we want to win every game. We don't have any fear of any of our opponents, and we think we can win every game, and we refuse to lose. Obviously, in the course of a season, there are going to be one or two games where you're going to lose. It's just the way the season is. But overall, every single game, we're mentally ready for the game. We're ready for the challenge, both physically, technically, and mentally, and we're just ready to play. And I love coaching these guys. We're a strong unit. I think they believe in what I'm telling them, and we go out on the field and we put it into practice.
Okay, our thanks to Stellar's Kitchen and Bakery, Yellow Book USA, First Interstate Bank, and GM Petroleum. Coach, good luck. You got two coming up, and then two out of three at home to close it out. You go to Bismarck on Friday, and you play again on Sunday. Good luck this time.
Thank you very much.
Okay, the soccer show continues. We'll be back with the wrap-up right after this.
Stella's Kitchen and Bakery is Billings' number one choice for fresh muffins, breads, and cinnamon rolls. We also feature great breakfast and lunch specialties that have made Stella's a local legend. Just passing through Billings, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery has partnered with the Best Western Clock Tower Inn to offer college fans special room rates and the best room service in town. Stay at the Best Western Clock Tower Inn and walk to the very best of the Magic City. From shopping and dining to area culture and nightlife, you'll find it all right next to the clock tower.
Back on the soccer show, our thanks to orthopedic surgeons Chinook Wireless and Yellow Book USA. Our thanks to Dan McNally, the head coach of the Yellow Jackets, a soccer program on the men's side, guaranteed a winning season, 9-3-1, and hoping and going to do their best on the field and see what happens come the end of the month for NCAA tournament bid appearance for the first time in the program, as they can determine it and still got some big games left on the field. So until next time, for Dan McNally, Pat Boland on the Soccer Show.